How to solve the 555.7.0 local policy violation error. Maintaining strong email deliverability is a common challenge for organizations that send bulk emails, and identifying the root cause of failures is often harder than fixing them. One clear indicator of a serious deliverability issue is the 555.7.0 local policy violation error, which means the receiving server has permanently rejected an email based on internal policy checks rather than a temporary delay. This error typically appears as 555.7.0 email rejected per SPF policy or a generic SMTP rejection. The 550 signals a permanent failure, while 5.7.0 points to a policy-related issue. In most cases, the rejection occurs because the receiving server cannot verify that the sending IP address is authorized under the domain's SPF sender policy framework, record. The primary causes include missing or invalid SPF records, having multiple SPF records, or omitting the mandatory V equals SPF1 tag. Another common issue is incomplete SPF coverage, where not all legitimate sending sources, such as CARMS, marketing tools, or application servers are listed. Overly complex SPF records can exceed the 10 DNS lookup limit, causing SPF evaluation to fail. In some cases, the error may also result from attachment-related policy violations, such as restricted file types or sizes. To fix the problem, organizations should ensure their SPF record is correctly published, properly formatted, and optimized within DNS lookup limits. All third-party senders must be included, and even small syntax errors should be corrected. Verifying that EMEX records are accurate and aligned with the current email provider helps prevent policy-based rejections and improves overall deliverability.